This weekend, some string musicians from the Philadelphia Orchestra will remember their roots as they perform a concert with others who learned how to play by the Suzuki method. All the musicians at the Sunday concert at the Trinity Church in Rittenhouse Square started playing at a very young age on tiny instruments. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on a national effort to celebrate the musical teaching system.
For about 50 years now, millions of parents across America have heard their kids practicing this. They put their kids through the Suzuki method of music instruction in the hopes that one day they will sound like this. This is Yumi Kendall and her brother Nick Kendall. They're both professional musicians who started playing through the Suzuki method. That's a teaching philosophy that puts instruments into the hands of children as young as 3 years old before they can read. Yumi Kendall is now assistant principal cellist with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I've always been a cellist because under Grammy and Grandfather's piano was a pawn shop cello. And I was kind of brainwashed into thinking everybody plays an instrument because everybody in my family plays something.
Kendall has a unique connection to the Suzuki method. Her grandfather, the one with the cello under the piano, was John Kendall. That's the American who discovered Dr. Shinichi Suzuki in Japan and introduced his method to the West. Since then, millions of children have learned violin and piano by playing variations of Happy Farmer and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
There are so many people out there that want to rejoice over this common bond.
This is Nick Kendall.
It's all having to do with how powerful the method was in shaping who we are today.
To that end, Yumi Kendall has created the Suzuki Alumni Project. Through a website and an ongoing series of concerts, the project seeks to connect people who came out of the Suzuki method for networking and celebrating. The Suzuki method is still very strong, according to Jerry Rice. She's a violist and an instructor at Philadelphia's Curtis Institute, where the next generation of professional classical musicians train. She says most of the American students at Curtis came out of Suzuki. Rice herself is a certified Suzuki instructor.
The parents that call me aren't necessarily asking me to make their children professional musicians. They're asking me to teach their children to love music, to learn to be disciplined, to set goals.
The Suzuki Alumni Project collects testimonials praising the method, and not just from professional musicians. Yumi Kendall says people working in a variety of fields credit their music instruction for teaching them focus and discipline.
So whose job is it to celebrate the Suzuki philosophy, the Suzuki movement? It's the alumni. It's our place to say, yeah, thank you so much for my upbringing. Thank you so much for the Suzuki experience that brought me the discipline and joy through my cello playing.
The inaugural concert will be this Sunday, where Suzuki alumni currently in the Philadelphia Orchestra will play Bach, Brahms, and who knows, maybe Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.